Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Education Minister has apologised for a mistake in the Leaving Cert system that will impact the grades of 6,500 students. The chair of the British Medical Association's GP Committee in Northern Ireland says complacency is the reason for the high levels of COVID-19 infection in the northwest. Planning permission for a crematorium in Donegal has been refused. And a motion to annul a statutory instrument that introduced a penalty point system for Ireland's offshore fishing fleet has been brought before the Dáil by Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, the Education Minister has apologised for a mistake in the Leaving Cert system that will impact the grades of 6,500 students. A mistake in one line of code in predictive grades meant 7,200 lower grades were given, while a small number of students were given higher grades. They will not be downgraded, while texts have been going out this evening to students who may have a grade revised up. Some of those may have qualified for a course they didn't get as a result. Education Minister Norma Foley said it's a mistake that should never have happened.
On behalf of the Department of Education and Skills, I want to apologise sincerely to our Leaving Certificate students for the situation we are now in and for the upset it will cause. Once the correct grades have been issued, the CEO will establish how many would have been eligible for a higher preference offer in previous rounds of the CAO process.
Meanwhile, the teachers' union, the ASTI, says every impacted student who is entitled to a different college course should be offered one. Deputy General Secretary Dermot Dupar says the saga needs to end.
Her heart goes out yet again to the students and the thousands of students who are affected by what has been, as you say, a debacle following a debacle within a debacle. And it's actually not acceptable at this stage. It's just gone on and on. I suppose what it does do is it proves that the system that we have, the normal Leaving Cert system, which people trust, works.
COVID-19 cases have hit another record in Northern Ireland today, with 424 people testing positive. One new death has also been reported by the Department of Health. The death toll now stands at 579. 1,950 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the north in the past week, 487 of them in Derry and Strabane. The 7-day incidence rate of COVID-19 in the Derry City and Strabane District Council area remains one of the highest in the UK at 323.2 per 100,000. Well, complacency has been blamed for a spike in COVID-19 infections in the northwest. Derry doctor Tom Black, who is chair of the BMA's GP committee in Northern Ireland, says people in Derry, Strabane and Donegal know what they must do and are already beginning to do it because they know it's necessary. Dr Black told today's 9 till noon show that during the initial stages of the pandemic, this region did better than most, but now the situation is very different.
People became complacent and thought that they wouldn't get the infection. They mixed more than they should have. They weren't as cautious as they should have been. We've learned a hard lesson, and we have a lot of hard work to do now to reduce this prevalence of the infection. In the first wave, this area in the northwest shut down way before the politicians had the nerve to tell us to go into lockdown. It's very clear to the public now that we need a second lockdown. I don't care if someone in Dublin, Belfast or London tells me I need a lockdown. I understand that. I recognise that situation, as do the people in the town, as do the people in the northwest, and they will do that, and they've already done that. We've already seen evidence around the town of people closing down, of people being more careful, and everybody will play their part, and the community spirit will make sure that this is done. Masks are really important. They're probably the most important thing, and you'd be mad not to wear a mask for your own health and for the health of those around you. Craig, you come over to the COVID centre with me someday, and I'm going into someone who's coughing really badly with COVID. Do you want to walk into that room with me with a mask or without? Ask yourself that question. You would be completely bonkers to walk into that room without a mask. That's because you know the risk is in the room, but the risk is everywhere now. This infection is endemic in our society.
Dublin hasn't shown the evidence needed to lift level 3 restrictions on the county so far. That's according to the acting chief medical officer, who said we'll only start to see the impact of restrictions in the coming days. Donegal has now overtaken the worst regions of Dublin with 204.2 cases per 100,000 over the past 14 days. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn has said it's too early to make a call on easing the current restrictions in place.
I fully appreciate the need for certainty, but what I would say is that the measures that were put in place last Friday week for Dublin would only be beginning to take effect yesterday, today, tomorrow. But we do need to see significant improvement over the coming days in Dublin. We've not seen it yet.
The North's First Minister says she was surprised to hear a Donegal doctor indicate there was confusion about COVID-19 contact tracing for cross-border workers. Concerns were raised by Foyle MLA Martina Anderson in the Assembly this week over a cross-border protocol, which public health officials at Stormont say is in place. However, Ms Anderson says a number of medical professionals are seemingly unaware of the cross-border tracing arrangements.
Minister, as we all know, Ireland is a single epidemiological unit, particularly for animal health, but I want to talk about human health and ask you that the PHA has said that there is a cross-border protocol in place for tracking. However, as you know, Derry and Strabane and Donegal, the rate there is alarming, and yet doctors are saying they don't know about it and they're not using it. So is the executive planning to increase, particularly for cross-border workers who cross the border every day, and are they going to increase the tracking and tracing for those workers?
Yes, I thank the member for her question. And I heard the GP from, I think it was Lifford, make that very point about the tracking and tracing. I was a little surprised about that, because I had understood that our Stop COVID NI app was interoperable with the app in the Republic of Ireland. So it's something that we will certainly look at. I know that the Chief Medical Officer here and his counterpart in Dublin have been working very closely on these issues. Myself and the Deputy First Minister took calls from Taoiseach last Thursday when he was alerting us to the issue in Donegal. And immediately we spoke to the Chief Medical Officer to make sure that there was that ongoing contact, because we do, of course, realise that a lot of people work in either jurisdiction, and therefore it is important that they are able to continue that work, but at the same time that we're able to track where the virus is and to try to break the transmission of the virus, because that's the most important thing.
Donegal County Council has announced that its offices, including public libraries, will be closed to the public until further notice. The council says they are continuing to make every effort to provide its public services in a managed way as the county continues to work through the COVID-19 challenges. The closures will take effect from close of business this evening. Customers can still avail of services and can do so via phone or online. Specific arrangements in relation to some services have been made. More information is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Planning permission for a crematorium in Donegal has been refused. Donegal County Council, in their decision, said there was a need for such services and, in principle, the general area in Monklink Manor Cullingham is suitable for such a development. However, the site was determined not to be suitable, with the council saying it was not compatible with local industry and dwellings. Traffic issues were also highlighted. 39 submissions were received during the planning process. Legislation to allow a cap on personal injury claims would be aligned under the Constitution. That's the finding of a new report from the Law Reform Commission, which says the measure could be put in place without a referendum. New guidelines for personal injury claim awards are in the process of being drawn up. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has welcomed today's report and says we now need to see the personal injury guidelines published and implemented by the courts as soon as possible. Peter Bolan from the Alliance for Insurance Reform expects it to result in awards for minor injuries to significantly decrease.
And then there would be an index which would scale back depending on the severity of the injury. For the example that I gave of the bruised thumb, we would expect 20,000 to come down to something which is equivalent to international comparisons at in around 2,000 to 4,000 euro.
A motion to annul a statutory instrument that introduced a penalty point system for Ireland's offshore fishing fleet has been brought before the Dáil by Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. In his opening remarks, Deputy McLaughlin acknowledged that a penalty point system needs to be put in place, but one that is fair and just. Deputy McLaughlin appealed to the Dáil to do the right thing when it goes to a vote later today. He says if the government had followed through on what then Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher had done 2 years ago, this could have been avoided.
In fairness again to Pat the Cope Gallagher, not only did he have this statutory instrument annulled, He put forward a document with amendments to the previously put forward statutory instrument. He did this in full consultation with the fishing industry. There's his amendments that would have solved the problem. But nothing was done. And then we come to August the 28th, 2020. Micheál Martin, as Acting Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, as Taoiseach, signs off on a statutory instrument which is almost identical to the SI of 2018.
Responding Minister Charlie McConlogue said in light of recent Supreme Court judgments on legal advice that two of the proposed amendments have been implemented. He said the others were not deemed to be legally acceptable and would have left Ireland open to considerable fines.
I was opposition spokesperson, as you know, for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, and Deputy Patrick Gallagher, who was spokesperson with special responsibility on fisheries, put forward a motion to the Dáil here in relation to the penalty points SI, which had been introduced in 2018. Seeking to have particular amendments and changes made to that SI, and making a very clear request, which we got the support of the Dáil here for, to have those amendments considered. And that's about 2 years ago now. Those amendments in that time have been considered and legal advice sought in relation to how the SI might be amended in a way that was taken on board what the fishing sector had concerns about, and that would at the same time leave us compliant with regard to our obligation in relation to a control authority within the Common Fisheries Policy to have a system of policing our seas and making sure that the Common Fishery Policy regulations were being implemented and overseen. So the SI, which was signed into law then by the Taoiseach at the end of August, took on board two of those amendments in particular. The other amendments which were brought forward, having been legally considered, were considered not to be possible to accommodate in the SI and keep us at the same time compliant with our obligations under the Common Fisheries Policy.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. The Donegal CCC will meet before the weekend to finalise the date for the 2020 Donegal Senior Football Championship final. At present, next Wednesday, the 7th of October, is the day that was provisionally put down for the decider, but it now seems that could be moved a few days and possibly be held the following Saturday or Sunday. The final was originally set for last Sunday, September 27th, but was moved after a COVID issue. Defending champions Niamh Connell have been handed a timely boost ahead of the game with Kilcare. AJ Gallagher has been cleared off the red card he was shown in the semi-final win over St Eunan's. It means the fullback can line out and go for another county winners medal with the Glenties side. In cross-channel soccer, Manchester City have bolstered their defence with the signing of Ruben Dias on a six-year deal. It's understood the agreement's worth around €71 million to bring him to Benfica. City are in Carabao Cup action tonight, away to Burnley in the fourth round. Kick-off there at Turf Moor is at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, League 2, Newport County entertain Newcastle United from 5:30, and there are two matches which kick off at 7:45. Everton play West Ham at Goodison Park, and Brighton welcome Manchester United to the Amex Stadium for the second time in 5 days. United won a dramatic Premier League game at the weekend thanks to a last-second penalty awarded by VAR. Brighton boss Graham Potter is hoping for less drama tonight.
It was one of those experiences that I'm not sure I want to have too many of, to be honest. But it's gone now. It is what it is. We have to move forward. We want to try and progress. We want to try and do well in the game. We want to try and win just for our sake to go forward in the competition.
Well, Manchester United have reportedly turned their attentions now to Barcelona forward Ousmane Dembele. They've been left frustrated in their attempts to pry Jadon Sancho away from Borussia Dortmund, and they're now focusing in on the Barca player. Fulham have signed winger Ademola Lookman on loan from RB Leipzig for the remainder of the season. They're currently bottom of the Premier League with no points from their opening three games. Aston Villa have signed Ross Barkley on loan from Chelsea for the remainder of the campaign. The attacking midfielder has slipped down the pecking order at Stamford Bridge following the arrival of Kai Havertz and Hakim Ziyech. Liverpool midfielder Thiago Alcantara will miss Sunday's Premier League game away to Aston Villa. The midfielder is isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Gareth Bale will miss next month's Nations League game with the Republic of Ireland. He's been left out of the Wales squad because of a knee injury. Aaron Ramsey has been recalled ahead of their games with England and Bulgaria. Derry City boss Declan Devine said he was disgusted with his team's performance and admitted he's concerned his players don't have the character to get Derry City out of trouble. Derry lost last night in a derby match at the Showgrounds to Sligo Rovers, going down by a 2-0 and conceding very, very late in the game once again. It now means Derry are just 3 points above Finn Harps, who are second from bottom, and 4 ahead of the Premier Division bottom club Cork City. The 3 points for Sligo last night has now moved them above Dundalk and into fourth position. And tennis, Serena Williams will have to wait a bit longer to try and equal Margaret Court's record of 24 Grand Slam singles titles. The American has pulled out of the French Open in Paris with an Achilles injury. 39-year-old Williams was due to play Bulgaria's Tatiana Peркова today. Williams is a 3-time winner at Roland Garros, but she said she had no option but to pull out.
Just looking long term in this tournament, will I be able to get through enough matches? And so for me, I don't think I could, and struggling to walk. So that's kind of a telltale sign that I should try to recover.
And just finally, at the French Open today, US Open finalist Victoria Azarenka was beaten in straight sets by Russian qualifier Anna Kerna Shumidlova. Defending men's champion Rafa Nadal dropped just 4 games in a straight sets demolition of Mackenzie McDonald, while Dominic Thiem is also through as he defeated Jack Sock in straight sets. And that's it from the sports desk for today here in Highland. Back with more tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, the Supreme Court met today to consider the report into Seamus Wolfe's attendance at a controversial Oireachtas Golf Society dinner last month. The report was carried out by the former Chief Justice, Susan Denham. The Supreme Court has now sent the report to the Judicial Council. That's to enable the Council to consider whether to publish the report. There are calls on the government to do more to support people applying for house adaptation grants, particularly in terms of the need for matching funding. At its meeting this week, Donegal County Councillors approved adjustments to the amounts the council will provide in match funding, which increases of between 500 and 1,000 euro approved for a number of improvements and elements of work. However, Councillor Patrick McGowan says while the council has been doing what it can in recent years, the government hasn't been increasing its contributions.
The government gives a grant to the council at the rate of 80%. The county council then has to match that approximately 20%. So the government's given about 1.3 and the council's come up about 350,000 every year. But then what happens then when the client, when the older person then applies to the council to do adaptations to the shower or windows or the roof or whatever, they also then have to come up with matching funding. And at the moment, that matching funding, depending on the job, it could be 30, 40% or more. Now, as I say, over the years, the council has cut that quite a bit, but still there's an awful lot of elderly and disabled people out there, even with disabled children, cannot afford that. They're literally going into their own savings or going to credit unions.
And the point you're making is that the council is implementing these increases, and there is a full list of the figures published by the council this week and agreed at that meeting. You're saying effectively the council is doing what it can, the people are doing what they can, who really need to step up to the plate now, our central government.
We all know there's severe pressures on the national budgets at the moment. The level of funding coming into the council is very, very small. So, like, I do, and there's no doubt, I do welcome the contribution the council has made today, and it will put pressure on the budget now come November. But at the same time, there's an awful lot of people out there, elderly, disabled people, who need help, and they cannot go ahead.
Ireland will miss its 2020 emissions reduction target, according to the latest report from the Climate Change Advisory Council. The council is recommending carbon tax be increased to 35 euro from its current rate of 26 euro as one of the measures to help deliver long-term emissions reductions. Chair of the council, Professor John Fitzgerald, says Ireland will require huge efforts to meet its existing 2030 targets.
we're going to miss our 2020 target. And despite significant emissions reductions with COVID, we haven't quantified that, but there will be significant reductions, maybe 5, maybe 10% this year, probably closer to 5. And that will have some knock-on effects next year, obviously, depending on how long it takes before we get back to normal. But it will be important that the investment to stimulate recovery must be green.
The Irish Deer Commission is warning that a delay in issuing deer culling licences is threatening farm and forestry communities in Donegal. Nationally, the National Parks and Wildlife Service says over 41,000 deer were culled by over 5,500 licensed deer hunters in the past 12 months to the end of February last year. 1,260 of those were culled in Donegal. There is currently a backlog of 3,000 licence applications, and with rutting season getting underway, it's feared the lack of culling will have an impact. Damien Hannigan is PRO of the Irish Deer Commission.
In the absence of a natural predator, where deer numbers become excessive, they can cause substantial damage to farming, forestry and the wider ecosystem. And here in Ireland, we've 5,500 licensed deer hunters who carry out an important role in terms of managing deer at sustainable levels, working in partnership with landowners and forestry. And the delay in these permits will mean that substantially less deer will be culled.
The questions have been asked on your behalf in the Dáil with regards to this delay and what's going to be done to address it. Have you had any satisfaction in the responses you've been getting?
Yes, we've had regular communication with the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, Dara O'Brien, and we're scheduled to have a meeting with the Minister. But so far, the Minister has committed to a call to review the legislative and administrative arrangements in regard to deer licensing with a view to securing improvements. And one of the key recommendations that we've made to the Minister is the issuing of an e-licensing system similar to what we would see in other government departments, for example, for passports or driving licences. The current system really is not fit for purpose, and it causes the significant delays that we've seen this year and the consequences that creates for farming and forestry. Approximately in the region of about 2,500 to 3,000 applicants are currently outstanding. To be fair to the department staff, they're really working flat out at the moment to clear this backlog. But at the moment, there still is a significant number of people that are waiting on permits.
And finally, €100,000 is to be invested in public libraries across Donegal. The capital funding, which is part of the Library's Small Scale Capital Works 2020 programme, will be used for improvement works at libraries in Letterkenny, Buncrana and Bundoran. Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue has confirmed that the money will go towards ceiling insulation, painting, the replacement of radiators and floor coverings in Letterkenny Library, a meeting pod in Buncrana and painting at Bundoran Library. With an eye a mix of cloud and sunny spells for the rest of today, with isolated showers in moderate northwest breezes. Cold tonight with clear spells and scattered showers. Lowest temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees with a touch of frost in places. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Education Minister has apologised for a mistake in the Leaving Cert system that will impact the grades of 6,500 students. A mistake in one line of code in predictive grades meant 7,200 lower grades were given, while a small number of students were given higher grades. COVID-19 cases have hit another record in Northern Ireland today, with 424 people testing positive. 1,950 people have been diagnosed in the north in the past week, 487 of them in Derry and Strabane. Well, complacency has been blamed for a spike in COVID-19 infections in the northwest. Derry Dr. Tom Black, who is chair of the BMA's GP committee in Northern Ireland, says people in Derry, Strabane and Donegal know what they must do and are already beginning to do it because they know it's necessary. And planning permission for a crematorium in Donegal has been refused. Donegal County Council in their decision said there was a need for such a service, and in principle the general area in Monklink Manor Cunningham is suitable for such a development. However, the site was determined not to be suitable, with the council saying it was not compatible with local industry and dwellings. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, September the 30th. The death has occurred of Madge Dolan, 29 Fort Road, Maharnagira, Ahiarn. Requiem Mass will be celebrated on Friday at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and interment are strictly private to the immediate family. The mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of William Gill, Backhill, Meenagorey, Buncrana, reposing at his residence. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital Medical 4, care of any family member or porter funeral directors. The death has taken place of Francis Elizabeth Donald Vance Naymur, 11 Woodlands Ballynagard, Culmore. Funeral from her late residence on Friday at 12 noon, followed by a service of thanksgiving in Knowhead Presbyterian Church at 12:30. Burial afterwards in Monray Presbyterian Church burial ground. Wake is strictly private and service is restricted to immediate family. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, funeral director. The death has taken place of Gilbert Hall, Ohalati, Carrigart. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday, going to Carrigart Presbyterian Church for service at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family burial ground. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Carmel McLaughlin, Sleaveban, Malinhead. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass in the Star of the Sea Chapel, Malinhead, on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Lags Cemetery, Malin. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member. And the death has occurred in her 102nd year of Mary Patton, Corlecky, Ballybofey. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow afternoon at 2:25 for service of thanksgiving in St John's Parish Church, Kilty Vogue at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards at Stranorla Parish Churchyard. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral are private to family only, please.